already. Turn with me, if you would, to the book of John. We're going to be in chapter 14. Very familiar scripture. We're going to start in the first verse there. Just want to thank God for His mercy and His grace. Amen. Thank you for being faithful. The book of John, chapter 14, first verse. Sorry about that. John chapter 14, verse number 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way, you know. And you can be seated. We thank you for that, for standing and reading God's word with us. We ask you just to pray for us tonight. I just want to do everything that God had had me to do. But as I began to read this verse of scripture here, and it's been on my mind all day, and all I could think about was someday. That word, just that one word, someday. And I began to think about, and it began to bless my heart as I began to think about, someday we'll be at home. Someday God will come to get us. Someday there'll be happiness and joy forever. But then I began to think about when I was in my trials and my tribulations, and I began to think in those times, someday I'll be out of these trials, and I'll be out of these tribulations, and I'll be out of this pain. And then God will come through every time, Brother Chester. But that verse of scripture there, I know it brings heart, and I know it brings joy to our hearts. And everybody here, if you've gone to church for any amount of time, you've heard this preached, no doubt, from probably 100 preachers, if you ever heard it from one. But I began to think about that word someday. If God will allow me, I kind of want to stay in that kind of frame of mind. Now, we obviously are going to touch on what it's talking about there, how Jesus was trying to give them heart and trying to give them a little bit of joy there, telling them, yes, I got to go away. But if I go away, I'll come back and get you someday. And I began to think about how that must have made the men feel. That had walked with him for those times and had been with him through the thick and the thin and had seen him do the miracles, no doubt, when he was leaving and when he told him about his departure, and he told him that he was going to be leaving at some point. Now we know, and I believe in my heart, that he knew the exact day that he was going to give up the ghost, and I believe that he knew that they were going to need some heart in those times, and I believe that's why he said this to him here, and John recorded in this book here about how Jesus told him that, don't you worry, fellas, don't worry about a thing, because I'm going away, but if I go away, I'll make a place for you to come with me, and if I make a place for you to come with me, by surely I'll come, and I'll pick you up out of the place you're in, and I'll bring you home. But I thank God today, and if God will allow me, guide my mind and guide my heart the way He needs to, I want to talk about someday, that someday, Pebble Tab, we're going to leave this place. Someday we'll be out of here. Someday, Brother Chris, we'll be gone. And someday we'll be able to shed this body, and we'll be able to put aside the armor that we've carried for so long, that in times felt so heavy. But thanks be to God, someday we'll be able to lay it down, because our fight will be over. Our tribulation, our trial in this life, I won't be able to set that aside, and we'll shed, oh my goodness, we'll shed this body, and we'll have gravity to let go of you and I, and we'll take off. While we wait on that day, while we wait for the time that God will come back and receive us unto Himself, we've got a job to do. I want to point your direction, if I can, under the book of Revelation, where He told them there, and John said, I see a number that no man can number,
pray that someday I'll be counted amongst them. Oh, but thanks be to God above. While I'm here, I've got work to do. I don't know who you are today. I don't necessarily need to know. Oh, but I want to give you a heart. I want to give you some joy today. Maybe you're going through trial. Maybe you're going through tribulation. Maybe you're just fine. I don't know. Oh, but think about this, church. Someday we won't have to be here. Oh, but like I said before, I want my family to go. I want your family to go. So while I'm here waiting on that day, I want to tell the rest of the world about God. Hey, oh, there's too many people nowadays, people have. Oh, they want to serve God. Oh, but they want to keep him on the back burner until Sunday morning pops around and Wednesday evening maybe. Oh, and thanks be to God if they make it that many times. Oh, they're really doing something for God. Oh, but I can remember back when I was a little boy and the churches were full and there was family members. I took up half of this church of mine. Oh, but I want those days back. Oh, but we can pray for those things and we can wait on God for those things. Oh, but while we do, we've got to press forward. I'm reminded of Paul. I can't remember which book. It don't really matter. Oh, but when he told him to be pressing towards the mark. Hey, just because, Brother Sonia, the rest of the world's forgotten about God, we never can. Oh, and it's not our job to give up. It's not our job to lay down. It's not our job to throw in the towel. It's our job to press on. It's our job to work towards the mark that he gave us. You say, what's the mark, Dylan? How? What do I press towards? Press towards that day, that someday, that we've already talked about. Just press towards that day. Press towards rest. Press towards peace. Press towards joy. Press towards God. And everything will fall into place. Oh, but, oh my goodness, I just want you to know something today. We will not do it alone. God is with us every step. Oh, but, oh my goodness, if I believe him like I do, he told me that he'd walk with me every day. He told me he'd wake me up every day. He told me he would lay me down. He told me he would save my children. He told me he would save my laws. So I'm holding on to those things. And it gives me something to press towards today. Oh, but I want you to understand. Oh, this life, it's not going to be easy, brother. It's not going to. The Bible, Jesus plainly told him in the Bible there that they didn't like me. And they're sure not going to like you. And I can truly feel that. Oh, but thanks be to God. Oh, when the world tries to bat against us, Brother James, God comes in. And only the God way that we know. And he just comforts us a little bit. And he shows us love and mercy, people. Oh, and he gives us something to let us forget about the... he gives us something to let us forget about the trouble we're in. And he gives us something to let us have a little bit more pep in our step, a little bit better walk, a little bit better talk. And thanks be to God when he comes in such a way. I know that I can have more strength to press forward today. I don't know who you are. Oh, but I want to give you some hope. I want to give you something to take home that you can nibble on a little bit through the week. Oh, and I hope you get blessed. Oh, but there is a day out ahead of us, whether the world chooses to believe it or not, Sister Maggie, that God will call time to an end. Oh, and you and me, whether we're alive or dead, The Bible says that either way, when the trumpet sounds, you and I, if we're dead, will be raised first. We're alive and remain. They'll be risen up. And then we'll be risen up, and in a twinkling of an eye, we'll lose our bodies here, and we'll all be lifted into the air to meet Jesus, and then we'll go home. And I'm pressing towards that day. Hey, Brother Chris, it seems like every day I get a little bit more longing for that day, and that someday that I've been talking about. But thanks be to God above. While I'm here waiting for that day, we've got people to cheer up. We've got people to cheer on. We've got church members, people, that need to know that. Oh my goodness, Chester, they need to know that God loves them, because they're out there and they're cold, and they just need to know that God's not forgotten them. You and me needed to know that at times. And thanks be to God, it's only by God's grace that we're not like that. And it's only by God's grace that we're not in hell right now with our neck broken, choking on fire and brimstone. But thanks be to God, He's chosen you and me to be an elect people, so that we can tell others to press towards that day. I don't know where that came from. That wasn't even close to where I thought we were going to be, but that's okay. Hey, if you can think of a brother, I know you can. When you think of a brother or sister who's downtrodden, or who's out of the way, or who's not been in here in a while, don't think about why they're not here. You just pray for them, and you give God. You tell God about them, because He already knows who they are. He already knows where they're at. He already knows what they need. That's all we gotta do is talk to our God like we always should, and let Him know. Hey, pray for me when you think about it. Hey, God, I just want to pray for Dylan or myself. Hey, God, I just want to pray for this person or that person. Hey, don't worry about what they're at or what they're doing. Just worry about them like God does. Hey, God knows they're not where they need to be. It's not our job to worry where they are. We just got to worry about them and let God know that we love them enough to lift up their name today. I don't know where this is coming from. But I love God too much not to say it. I don't know why. Maybe this is for me. But I want you to know something today. If you're pressing towards the mark like we ought to be, God will put it in your heart and a love for other people to press towards the mark, Brother Harold. And thanks be to God. I want to see my uncle. I want to see my aunt. I want to see my cousins back in here praising God. But more than that, I want God to lift me up. I want God to move me. I want God to bless me. And I can only do that if I'm pressing towards the mark today. I hope I'm not offending anybody. But if God's trying to talk to you today, don't hate me, hate on Him. But I want you to know something today. All we got to do, Brother Mike, is lift up a prayer. My goodness, I don't know where this is coming from, but I love it anyway. All we got to do in life is talk to God. All we got to do, if we ever want a God to move in our life, Maggie, we got to pray. It's our direct line to God. Hey, I'm wanting to say I've been bad about it. And read my Bible, I'm wanting to say I've been bad about it. But I want God to move me up. I want to press towards the mark. I want to do my part. So that if God calls me, Brother Harold, if you hear about me dying tomorrow morning, if you get a one call from the church that says, you know what, pray for Dylan's family, he died in his sleep last night, you don't worry about me. I'll be... Don't you worry about me. I know where I'm going. Oh, and I want you to know something too. Oh, and if you would just pray, God will move in mighty ways today. It don't matter what the smallest of smallest things or the biggest of big. You know, we talked about how this world is in shambles already. We talked about how the kids face things that we never faced. But I'm going to say this, and I can say with a surety, that I believe it will only get worse, and I believe that there's nothing that God already hasn't told you and I. Oh, but I want you to know something today, that God gave us a little bit of assurance here tonight. Oh, that if he was gone, he would leave us a comforter. But not only that, he would come back. Oh, and while I wait for that day, I just want to push. I just want to. You ever hear about that story about that little engine that could? Oh, the one that could. Oh, tried and tried and tried and tried to get up the mountain there. Oh, and finally he did. Hey, I just want to chug on just a little bit. Oh, God, give me strength. I just want to chug on a little bit more. God, give me courage. I just want to chug on a little bit more until someday. Oh, Chester, someday. Oh, when I reach the top of Mount Zion and God takes me home, praise God, today I will have gotten my reward. It's waiting up for all of us, Brother James. Everybody that's taking breath in this life is held accountable at some point to accept God in their life or to turn him away. Now, it never was intended for us to turn him away. The grace plan was made for all. Oh, but yet, there's droves and droves and droves that are turning God away every day. Oh, and it saddens me, and it worries me. Oh, but we ought not to worry about those things are higher than my thought process. So all I want to do is do my part, and God will do the rest, and he'll call sinners to be saved. Oh, and I just hope I get to be part of the process today. I hope you're getting blessed tonight. I hope you are. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. Oh, while we press toward that mark, I don't know anything other than to say is that we're in it together, Papa Tab. Oh, and if you fall down by, if you trip up and you fall, oh, it's my job, Brother Harold, to come by and to pick you up. Oh, and if you, doesn't the Bible say if you see a brother struggling that if he's walking a mile, you ought to walk with him twain? Doesn't it say that? Oh, well, Brother Harold, I want to do one more. I don't just want to walk with you for a couple miles. I want to walk with you for every mile. I want to be hand in hand for every mile that we walk. Because I don't know if God will call quits tomorrow or if we got 100 years left. And it don't really matter. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. That we're in this together, church. And if we're in it together, that means we've got help today. You ain't got to walk it alone. You ain't got to walk it by yourself. You're not walking a lonely mile. The Bible does say that it's a narrow path, and few there be to find it. Oh, but you ain't walking by yourself. There's plenty of people that are walking that way. The straight and narrow way. Oh, it may not be a popular one. Oh, but thanks be to God, it's a gracious way to walk. And I'm glad, when I can walk and see to my left and see to my right, and there's people walking in with me today. I'm spitting all over the place. That's okay. I want you to understand something today. You don't have to go through this life alone. You don't have to walk the miles and just do it by yourself. God placed us in this body right here, Brother Mike, to help each other. So, if you need help, I want to do everything I possibly can to help you, naturally speaking. Oh, but when that rope ends, or when I get to the end of my fingertip, I can drop to my knees and I can pray that God will help you out, to help you just go a little bit longer, help you just push a little bit harder. Maybe if you chug a little bit more, like maybe some of you might think that's goofy, but that's the only way I can think. Oh, but I want you to understand something today. Whether you whether you can look around and see the people around you or not, God is always there. He promised he'd never leave or forsake you. I already told you that. But I want you to understand something today. God called you out of your sin. The Bible talks about it, and I can't remember where. I'm awful for remembered scripture, but I can kind of give you a little bit about it. The Bible said that he called us out of the darkness into the marvelous light of God, did it not? I already told you he didn't put you off in a corner somewhere. I'm starting to slow down. That's okay. He didn't put us in a corner, some dark corner. It's not possible. Where he is, darkness can't be. Where he is, bad things can't be. Spiritually speaking. But I want you to understand something today. When he called you out of the darkness, he gave you a job. Some people it's to preach. Some people it's to sing. Some people it's to pray. I love praying. We should all pray anyways. Oh, but I'll tell you what, I can remember my grandma praying. And it was just like she was opening the doors of heaven right up, like she had a direct, like 100% talking to God. I can remember that. We've all got something to do for him tonight. I don't know, maybe he's calling you to do something else. Maybe he's calling you to do a little bit more. Maybe he made you realize tonight that while you're walking this thing, we got to push forwards. We got to do more. Brother James, why don't you come get a song? He's winding me down. That's all I know to do. But I want to bless your hearts with this tonight, if I can. We talked about that word in my mind. Someday we're going home. But for you, maybe that are here and you're struggling with something, I'll say this: someday he'll bring you through it. I don't know if it'll be tomorrow, or a week, or a month. Just put your trust in him. Just put your faith in him. And know that he's not doing it because he doesn't love you. He's doing it to strengthen us. When we have things in our life that come that are hard, it's to strengthen you and me. I like to work out. I'm a relatively strong guy. But we don't get stronger unless you work the muscles out, right? You don't get stronger unless you push you put some sort of effort into doing something. That's how you get stronger, with weights anyway. Spirit's the same way. You got to put forth an effort when it comes to serving God. That's how you gain strength. That's how you get knowledge. That's how you know that you're doing the right thing. For you know, you don't start off being able to run a mile. I'll put it like that. You don't start off being able to run a mile. You got to work your way into it. And then you break that mile mark and you work towards two. And then you work towards three. And you work towards four. I had a cousin when we were littler. He could run like 17 miles straight. Not even blink an eye. 17 miles. And I aspired to be like that. But I never put forth the effort to be that way. We can't be like that spiritually. We can't be like that. The Bible says that we ought to fail not to assemble ourselves together. And it also says, as we see the day approaching. The day is approaching every day, whether we want to see it or not. But I'll say it like this. What are you pressing towards? Why don't we stand? That day that we've been talking about all night long. It's out in front of us somewhere. Chris, it could be tonight. I don't know. But it could be 100 years from now, 500 years from now. We could all be dead before that day comes. I don't know. But it's coming. So while we press, while we press forwards to that day, and while we do our part for God until we get to that day, let's do what we can. I hope and pray that God blessed you tonight. And if you have anything you need to bring to Him, you can. He's here. But I begin to, as God was showing me things in this Bible, I began to think about the children of Israel. They left Egypt, finally got out of bondage. They were there for 430 years. The Bible says that they left Egypt, if I'm not mistaken, it said they left Egypt 430 years to the day where they became in bondage. So God makes promises to us and He keeps them. But they had a big road ahead of them. Hey, you got saved, and you had a big road ahead of you. They ran into a sea, Red Sea. God parted it for them. But you know what they did? They were worried. Well, He brought us out here to die. They're going to get us. And yet, God parted the waters for them to walk through on dry land. Not only that, at some point they hit a wilderness. And they were there for 40-some years. 40 years, if I'm not mistaken. And yet they grumbled again. And there they were, spying into Canaan's land. Well, there's plenty of stuff over there, great stuff, but there's giants in that land. What are we going to do about that? And they got to Jericho. No doubt, through all that time, they thought to themselves, well, someday we'll get there. But I'll say it like this. Let's take a lesson from that book there. Learn from that. While they were on the journey with God, all they did was grumble. We're blessed to be saved by God's grace. We're blessed to be a child of God. We don't have a reason to grumble, no matter what happens in our life. They probably could have been a lot happier people if they hadn't only looked at the negative side of things. Let's not be like that. I'll say it like this. I saw myself a lot in them. Every time it said that they would grumble or they would say, well, we had it this way in Egypt, we had it this way, we had it that way. You know, I found myself in every situation doing the same thing, and it made me feel this big, Sister Edna, this big. God showed me something that He never showed me before.